Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Saturday Morning Minutes with Mom podcast. I am Jerrica, your host, and we are just going to dive right in today. Tuesday on the blog, I wrote a post talking about the truth about sex, and I know that for some, that is a very taboo subject, not one that is discussed often, if ever. And I kind of alluded to the importance of having age-appropriate conversations with children about the topic of sex. And the whole premise for this post came about as a result of a mom get together that I had gone to. And of course, typically when moms get together, sometimes, if not most of the time, the topic of sex comes up. So Tuesday when I wrote that post, I wanted to mainly hit on the points of making sure that we as parents are giving our children at the necessary times of life everything that they need to make wise decisions regarding sex, to develop convictions about sex, and to also have a healthy view of sex. And so today what I want to kind of talk about is to take that further and discuss a little bit about sex in marriage. A lot of times, at least this is what I thought from my perspective, I thought, oh my goodness, if you get married and you are a virgin when you get married, oh, I bet your sex life is just so wonderful and so great and you never have any problems and it's just this glorious thing. I have since learned that that is not the case. Myself and my husband, neither of us were virgins when we married. In fact, my first boyfriend raped me, and I brought a lot of baggage into the marriage bed. When my husband and I got married, there was this just overall feeling of, ooh, this is wrong, and this is bad, and oh, I don't want to, not that anything weird or anything like that was going on. There wasn't anything, but just, I mean, even the thought of him seeing me in such a vulnerable state, you know, wanting the lights off and all of those kinds of things. It was just very difficult for me to deal with all of those feelings and emotions. And so something that I think that is often just not talked about and just kind of brushed under the rug and, oh, you know, we don't talk about that subject, or, you know, there are a lot of women who I think they weren't given the tools necessary and they weren't taught the beauty that sex is and what its purpose is in the marriage. You know, God, from day one, he created marriage and he created sex. And it is so much a part of the union between a man and a woman. And I think that Reformed Christians, or, you know, conservative evangelicals, or whatever title you want to give, I think that oftentimes what happens is because it's such a taboo subject, no one talks about it. And these relationships, they go on and they go on and they go on, and there's no healing that happens. There's no true biblical application to sex and what God intended for it to be. Now, I understand that there are circumstances where either there are physical disabilities, or somebody is sick, or even like what's talked about in Corinthians, where you have come together for a time and you've agreed that you're not going to be intimate with one another, but for a brief time. So there are situations where it's okay, but overall, sex is so vitally important to the marriage covenant that it needs to be something that is taking place and taking place often. And no, being somebody that was a victim of rape, this, especially for women, I'm not saying that guys don't need to experience, you know, their wives being sensitive about it either, because it can happen for a man too, obviously. But speaking from a woman's perspective, it definitely needs to be a subject that is dealt with very tenderly. And if there are struggles in the marriage bed, and if she is having issues with something, my advice, being somebody that has had struggles, even though we've been married for almost 10 years, we still have our issues. As the husband, being so very sensitive to her needs and being willing to listen to her and really just seeking the Lord and asking Him to really help you just have an understanding of where she's coming from, and maybe the bondage that she might be in as a result of growing up being taught that, oh, sex is just so terrible, and oh, you know, a big no-no, and all of these different things that can happen as a result of sex not being portrayed as something that God created that's beautiful and that's supposed to happen and that's natural. You know, these are all natural things that God puts inside of us. It's natural to be attracted to, you know, a person of the opposite sex. Those are natural things. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, we as humans who are sinful and a part of a fallen world can obviously pervert those natural feelings. But if we learn how to work through all of that baggage and work through and come to an understanding of what God created sex to be, it can be one of the most life-changing things to happen in a marriage. Because once both husband and wife are at a place where they're comfortable with each other, where there's trust that's there, where there's just sheer enjoyment, there is definitely a level of intimacy that is broken through, and it's evident, and you can see it. You can see it oftentimes in like older couples who are very in tune with each other and who still kiss and hold hands and do all of those things. I mean, that those are examples of couples who have obviously overcome any baggage or any of those intimacy struggles, and they just enjoy each other. And I know that my husband and I, we aren't there yet. I still have things that I am working through, and things that I'm learning how to deal with, and, you know, still praying and seeking the Lord and reading in scripture and just really trying to get a good grasp on, okay, this is what God says sex is. This is why it's okay. This is why it's not a bad thing. And I look forward to our reaching that level of intimacy. I know it will come, but it's going to take time. And that's another thing that I would encourage you to allow time to bring you to that place. Don't push yourself, don't push your spouse too fast. Just allow the Lord to really work in their hearts regarding this subject, because it is a sensitive one and it is one that just is always in our face. And I would just encourage you, if you are somebody who has been a victim of rape or molestation or just, you know, physical abuse in that way, know this, that God can restore you. God can heal those wounds. He can fix the brokenness and the shame that you feel as a result of those types of scenarios and situations happening in a person's life. And He can also restore you to the point that you have a wonderful, intimate relationship with your spouse. So it's not like all hope is lost, or it's never going to be better, or you're just always going to have just a dull, mediocre sex life, or, you know, any of those things. The Lord, He is so gracious and He is so merciful, and He can bring about full restoration in a person's life regarding the bondage and the pain and the scarring that comes from these types of abuses. And so again, I would just encourage you to seek the Lord, be patient, talk with your spouse, create a safe place for the discussions to be had, and learn to work with one another through this process. And I can guarantee you, you will see things begin to shift and things begin to change, and the Lord to bring about healing. And eventually, you will experience a very fulfilling, intimate relationship with your spouse and a fun and super enjoyable sex life, a sex life that God intended for married couples to have. And, you know, again, don't allow the topic of sex to be so taboo that it's never discussed, because it is important. It's just as important as purity, because once you're married, and once you are, you know, quote, allowed to do those things, it needs to be discussed. It's just as important as the emphasis of purity before marriage, because now once marriage has happened, hey, you know what? This is allowed, and it needs to be something that's important, and it needs to be something that married couples are prepared for. And I don't care at what age you are or anything like that. Intimacy and having a good biblical understanding of what sex is vitally important. And I will argue that to the death. It is vitally, vitally important. And I believe that as parents, especially those of us who may choose to homeschool or may choose to pioneer those conversations with our children, we need to be comfortable enough that we prepare them with the tools that are necessary to develop their own convictions, to develop a biblical perspective and a biblical understanding of what sex is. Granted, incorporate age appropriateness, but when the questions are asked by the children, don't turn them away. Figure out a way to answer them, because trust me, you do not want them going somewhere else or to someone else for the information when you're very capable of doing it yourself. And so, again, I know this is not a topic that provides a lot of comfort. I know that it's a topic that makes most of us squirm, but just realize that it is an important topic and it's one that needs to be had. And no matter if you were a virgin when you got married, if you had multiple sex partners, if you were raped or whatever the situation is, again, God is a merciful and gracious God who can restore anyone, and He will do that. I would just encourage you to seek Him and to seek His understanding of what He created for the marriage bed. I hope that this helped provide maybe a more clear an in-depth perspective from my Tuesday post, The Truth About Sex. And if you haven't already, subscribe so that you never miss a Saturday morning podcast here on minuteswithmom.com. Next week, we'll be looking at Hannah and kind of talking about the kind of mother that she was. So you definitely don't want to miss out on that. Again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for just being a part of the Minutes with Mom community. I appreciate you, and I look forward to talking with you next week.